It's your home for everything movies. The latest releases, reviews, what's hot at the box office, and all things Hollywood. Hollywood.
Thanks to the Forum 610 Worth and Wagga Wagga and the Odeon 5 Orange.
It's Talking Flicks with JT and Grant Lee.
Yes, hello Flicksters, and welcome to another episode of Talking Flicks. JT here, the wonderful Grant Lee is by my side as well. Hello, Mr. Lee.
Hello, JT. Can you believe it's another week since I've seen you?
Oh, it's been a whole week, and you're looking a bit cold today. I noticed you've got your hoodie on, your little jumper thing there. Yep.
And it's freezing. I forgot to put the heater on this morning, so I'm frozen.
Yeah, you look very cold. I was thinking before, looking at like, you know, we turn up. We've got these awesome Toy Story 5 boards here at Flix HQ. How good would it be if we actually had personalized T-shirts? Don't you reckon they'd look good with our faces on them?
That would be really good. Yeah. And you know what we could do? We could do, you know, like the movies and have, I don't know, twins or something like that. You know, do that movie poster.
Yes.
But have you and I there as the photo. Okay, leave that with me.
Props to the marketing department.
Okay, yes. I'm sure we've got a budget somewhere that we could.
Yeah. You know what? Flicksters, get ready because there's some Talking Flicks merchandise on the way. You can get your very own cap. We'll even get a little do-rag made up. So there's plenty of things we can do.
Correct. And you know something really cool? A torch.
Oh, I love that. I do love that. It's great.
Because it's movie in Horror Chat. Yeah, everyone needs a little torch.
It's very cool, Mr. Lee. Oh, there's a whole bunch. We're going to have a whole range going, seriously. Yeah. So there's lots to look forward to there. But this is the podcast where we talk everything movies, everything happening in Hollywood. We've got some top fives coming up. We'll see what the biggest movie is at the box office this week. I don't think you've got to think too hard as to what that could be. Perhaps a Disney Pixar movie. Grant Lee's got some real news. And there's lots happening on the calendar at the Forum 6 and Odeon 5 cinemas with Around the Screens because, Mr. Lee, I know with this run sheet this week, God, I'm trying to get the stapler through it. Like it was really hard. There's a lot in this run sheet today. So, it's going to be a big show, I reckon.
It's going to be massive.
And I think as well, like I guess we've kind of got to address the elephant in the room, which of course is, you know. Yeah.
Are they sitting at the end of watching us?
That's what I think they're doing, exactly. How stupid does it sound, right? It is, of course, the Minions. Oh, God. They're out today, so you know what? Let's talk about them.
Heaps of great movies coming to a cinema near you.
Here's a peek at what's on the big screen this week.
All right, let's roll some new movies, Mr. Lee. Let's start with the movie that I have been dreading for the last 12 months.
I know. And look, this is one of the biggest franchises Universal has had over all these years. You know, it all started with Despicable Me, with Gru and the Minions when they found it. They've had all their own movies. And yes, this one's set in 1920s Hollywood when the Minions decide they want to make their own movie. But not just any movie. They want to make a monster movie. And what do they do for monsters? They find real monsters because they do a seance type thing, you know, Ouija board, those sort of things, scary things, and they cause havoc, which that's not like Minions. They don't do that, do they?
No, not at all. They just make silly noises. The Minions are back. Let's have a listen to Minions and Monsters.
In Hollywood, the new stars of the silver screen changed the face of the motion picture industry forever. The Minions are back with a touch of mystery.
Daddy.
Oh, Humphrey.
Piñata. Carbonara. Lasagna.
Now in Minion Vision.
James, you have a real gift for filmmaking.
Yuri,
Wagga. Gloria, alleluia! Ma che un movie! Un movie dei Minions con Monstras! Yaki, unigiri, dai fuku!
Okay. I'm Gary Orcum Oliver Magma Ichabod the Deceiver, but my friends just call me Goomby for short.
I know the perfect monsters for your movie. Let's go. Whoopsie.
Behold! The all-powerful
she is going to destroy everything on the planet.
James, you're going to do great things.
Can I put my headphones back on now?
Yeah. Okay. You can. Thank you. You can put them back on. That sounded awesome.
No, it wouldn't.
Absolutely know. Awesome.
Minions and Monsters. Now, you would agree, wouldn't you, Mr. Lee? Very interesting voices.
Yes.
That's right. And I think it's very interesting as to how that all came about.
The voices of the Minions are actually done by Pierre Coffin and Chris Renaud, the directors of the movie. And what they've done is created this incredibly unique language. A lot of times it sounds like it's gibberish. A lot of times you hear a little bit of French. You hear all kinds of languages being incorporated into the way they speak.
Yes, that I do.
And then occasionally you hear a word or two of English, or that sounds like English, that gives you a sense of what the Minions are actually saying.
Does that make sense?
Wow.
Yeah. So,
There's a lot that goes on behind the scenes, isn't there?
Well, there
that
is.
We don't
yes,
know.
Exactly. And I always wondered why I can never understand what they're saying. So now that makes sense. Although I still
totally.
Think there is very little English in there, because I just look at it and go, what the hell are you doing? They sound just as stupid with everything they say. So anyway, the kids are going to love it. And it's just in time for the school holidays as well. No doubt a family favorite. So great to see Toy Story 5 and the Minions going at it.
Yep.
Personally, I hope Toy Story 5 gets up. But that's just my opinion. And anyway, a good one to go and see this weekend. Now, one for the adults, Miss Lee, Supergirl. This is awesome. Millie Alcock in this one. Matthias, somebody or other. I'm not even going to go there.
No, I wouldn't even go there. But can I just say, Millie is actually Australian. She actually was in a place like called Home. Remember that TV show all those years ago?
Yes.
And then she was in the House of Dragon on HBO. She has done so much work. So good to see her in her own movie, which is, of course, Supergirl. Now, this is the first solo Supergirl movie since 1984, and this actually introduces Jason Momoa's new DC role as Lobo. Who's that?
I don't know. I've got no idea. are we out of touch, Mr. Leo? What's going on here?
And I'm a DC fan more than Marvel, so that's quite funny, isn't it? But anyway, and this is the second DC movie that James Gunn and Peter Safran has actually directed. So, let's hope it does well. How funny is that? They did Superman. Now they're doing Supergirl as the second one.
Makes a bit of sense, doesn't it?
Certainly
let's
does.
Let's have a listen.
Here's the thing. My cousin and I have very different ideas about what it means to be a hero. He sees the good in everyone. And I see the truth.
The brigands brought destruction to every corner of the universe. The galaxy must be defended.
You cannot give up on me. Anytime.
Now it's a party.
Oh, that might be a problem.
I know it's pretty colorful, but that's just so everyone knows we're good.
I'm going to tell you something. Only one of you is going to make it out alive.
We haven't been formally introduced.
Directed by Craig Gillespie, and great to see James Gunn back on the production for this one as well, Mr. Lee.
Yeah. Hey, how good does Blondie sound? That's going to put that sound, that music, back in.
I never thought Blondie could sound so cool. But it no, certainly does, yeah.
She does. Just very quickly, Lobo, he is a alien bounty hunter, and he is meant to be very scary. Most dangerous beings in the universe he's from.
Well, there you go. I love it. That is Supergirl. And that is out now, along with these awesome movies you can go and see this weekend.
Backrooms, The Devil Wears Prada 2, Disclosure Day, Tuna, Masters of the Universe, Scary Movie, Michael, Obsession, The Sheep Detective, Toy Story 5, and Star Wars, The Mandalorian Grogu. Check your local cinema website or box office for screening times.
From every corner of the globe, let's find out what's reigning supreme in your backyard.
Top 5. Well, you get to go first this week, Mr. Lee.
Yeah, which is a change, because I think you've gone first the last 2 weeks, haven't you?
I've got no idea. I just do whatever I'm going to do.
Yeah, whatever's written down,
well,
we just do
it. Well, that's what I do.
Okay, let's go to the USA, and it's not going to be any surprises, as you said earlier, but let's go through it. Number 5 is Scary Movie. Number 4 is Backrooms. Number 3 is Obsession. Number 2 is Disclosure Day. And number 1 for the US...
Drum roll.
Toy Story 5.
Yeah, there you go. Had to be there, right?
Oh, I had to.
Got to say, I think I know it's number one for Oz, but hey, there could be a twist. So let's have a listen to the top 5 for Oz. They are number 5 being Backrooms. Number 4 is Scary Movie. Number 3 is Disclosure Day. Miss Lee, great to see Obsession holding in at number 2 for a horror movie. This is fantastic. I love it. But number 1 for Oz, it is none other than Toy Story 5. No drum roll there either.
No.
Don't need it. How good's that?
We all knew.
Yes.
Yeah.
No, not necessary. Yeah. Absolutely huge, right? Huge. Yeah.
Huge. And the good thing is tomorrow, if you listen to the podcast, we've actually got 2 Talking Flicksters, and they're coming on to talk about Toy Story 5 for us. So it'll be good to hear what their thoughts are, and especially when one, I think they're about 9 years old, is one.
Well, I thought a bit older than that. But
maybe. Bit older. Yeah.
Anyway, everyone loves Toy Story 5, and we'll be getting on that tomorrow. But let's talk more about that in Mr. Lee's Real News. Let's see how it's doing at the box office with money-wise.
From the red carpet to the big screen and everything in between, it's Talking Flicks Real News.
Yeah, it's actually doing really well. It has taken a massive $312 million globally in the opening weekend. Now, I've said this in the past, a weekend is only 4 days in the cinema industry. So Thursday to Sunday, that's absolutely huge. It is one of the biggest debuting franchises in history. So people are loving it. So, and when you think 2019 was the last one that came out, I think they're on a winner. And if they keep getting the same voices to do the main four characters, mm-hmm. they can keep going.
Spectacular. Amazing. But there is a twist, though. There is a twist. While the big franchises are winning, there are some smaller films that are getting up there and stealing the spotlight too.
Yeah, there is, which you did say before, with coming in number two in Australia, Obsession and Backrooms, which now has grossed more than $300 million worldwide, which when you think how much it cost for these to make, which one of them was a YouTuber and now he is now going on, which was Curry Barker, brilliant.
And I say again, I think it's a fantastic movie. I really do. I loved it. I thought it was just for a horror movie that no one really knew much about it.
No,
it
just no,
and it kind of came out of nowhere.
Absolutely nowhere. Yeah,
you got a franchise like Scream, right? So Scream 7 was out earlier this year. I personally think it flopped. I don't think it was as good as people thought it was going to be. This one here has just gone. This is next. Yeah, Obsession's gone next level, and I love that. This has happened.
And especially for such a young person, a director, and their first movie, to think that in the industry, we had no idea before this movie even opened, and even Backrooms, no one had any idea what was going to happen. And we were giving it, you know, if it would last until Sunday, we'd be doing well, you know, if we, you know, because we had to play so many sessions of it. But Obsession director, Curry Barker, he is now already booked to do his next horror film at Universal and Blumhouse, which is going to be a scary movie because we know Blumhouse makes some scary, scary movies. So, yeah, now, which is good.
So do we know what that's going to be yet? Do we know what it's going to be about?
No, not much other than I think it might be called One Wish Willow. No, it wouldn't be that because that was what Obsession was, wasn't it? Hmm. It was a One Wish Willow, yeah. No, do you know what it's going to be about? Have you heard? No.
Well, I asked you the question.
I know. I thought you may have. I haven't heard, sorry.
I do believe it could be something paranormal. That's what. Yeah. You know what? Given how Obsession was, and it had to be that paranormal kind of twist to it, I think that could be kind of the flavor that Curry is going for. So, yeah, what a great Which name too, Curry. Have you had some curry? That's great, isn't it? Yeah.
Really sweet curry. Yeah. Now, no, not so sweet. Sour curry.
The Grinch. I know this is a Christmas classic. My kids are absolutely obsessed with it still after all these years. And Jim Carrey, I think, was phenomenal in the role he played in that film. Now, there's talks there could be a Grinch sequel in the works with Jim Carrey and Ron Howard to return.
Yeah, which is great news. As you said, it was massive. When The Grinch first opened, it was huge. So to have a sequel and to have Jim Carrey play, because he plays Grinch so well. Do you remember in that part where he had the tablecloth and he was meant to pull it off and everything was meant to come off and it didn't? He just pulled the cloth off and then he just went back and well, that wasn't scripted. That was not meant to happen. But he plays the Grinch so well. So I can't wait for that. But it is early talks. It's going to be a little while off yet before it comes out. And that's my week in the real news. I always forget the part, sorry.
Find your calendar as we go around the screens. Here's what's coming up with the 4 and 6 and Podium 5.
Well, I do this sign, Mr. Lee. Yeah. It's winding up.
I know. I just forget that little part that I've got to say that. Sorry.
Well, anyway, it was good real news this week, Miss Lee. It was definitely very informative. Yeah. But your around the screens is going to be quite informative as well because the calendar is just chockers at the moment. There's lots going on.
It certainly is. Look, this Sunday in Tamworth, Wagga and Orange, we've got the National Theatre Lives, the Playboy of the Western World screening. Then we've got on July 26th, 6, the National Theatre Live, Les Lions des Lions. And then August 20, we've got Spa Weekend. We're having a ladies' night for that. And that looks, I can't wait to start talking about that later down the track. And on August 30, we've got Andre Rule's 2026 summer concert, Viva Maastricht, happening. And I know Tamworth has got their tickets on sale now for that allocated show. Now, Wagga, on the last weekend of July 31st to August 2, they've got the French Film Festival happening. Tamworth, they've got the Moana tickets on sale now for July 8. July 16, the Odyssey tickets are on sale. And July 30, they've got Spider-Man Brand New Day tickets on sale.
Can you go online to the website and grab those tickets? You can. Great.
Yes, you can. Yeah, which is really good. And also in Tamworth, their next Forum Art House movie is A Private Life, which is on July 26. And also on July 28 to July 1, June 28 to July 1, which is next weekend, A Private Life is playing in Orange. And that's it for Around the Screens.
Now, opening up next week, Johnny Knoxville and the gang are back. This is Jackass Best and Last. Some of the stunts these guys do, you've got to see to believe. It's just so stupid.
I cannot believe they're still doing that. They must be a fair. I'll find out how old they are now because it must be wear and tear on their bodies doing this stuff.
For sure. It's got to be. Yes, but all the originals, I believe, are there. And there's some new members too, including Poopies.
I saw that name and I went, oh, I've got to include that. That's so funny.
Now, when did you sign up for this film, Mr. Lee?
Yeah.
And why did you choose that name?
Did you see the name? Jasper Dolphin and Dark Shark.
Yeah. I like that. I like Dark Shark. That's a cool name.
That is a cool name. Yeah, it is. But, yeah, that's going to be interesting to see that again on the big screen because have you watched any of the Jackass movies?
I haven't. It's just ridiculous.
Oh, have you? I watched the first one all those years ago and I just went, oh, my God, I just kept feeling the pain.
So some of the moments are a robot performing a painful medical stunt on Steve-O, a brutal shock collar balancing challenge, and an escape from hell where the whole point is physical punishment. Also classic Jackal chaos involved. Explosions, animals, and humiliation. Oh, great.
But can I say there were a lot of age and injuries are not good. Oh, because the cast are in their late 40s to 50s. So, yeah, that's not good.
Well, that's Jackass, and we'll talk about more about that next week. Now we're going to have him, Mr. Lee. Before we do go, the Minions. I did have a little bit of a take on the Minions because they're just so annoying and they laugh at you like this guy. And you just get so annoying, and this is what I think about when I hear Minions. There you go. That's it. That'll do. Yeah, that is how you deal with Minions, Mr. Lee.
I love it.
You like it? It's good.
Yeah, I did. That was good.
Yep. So anyway, that is our flicks to next week. But in the meantime, tomorrow morning, your next podcast is Toy Story 5.
Yeah, I can't wait to hear because everything I've heard this week so far has been positive. So to find out from two people who have actually watched it and telling us exactly what they thought will be exciting.
It's great. I love it. I'm sure it's going to be amazing. It's done great. Yep. IMDb score. Rotten Tomatoes got 94% on it. So, yeah, I'm sure our flicksters are going to love it. Two for the price of one tomorrow morning on the Talking Flickster podcast. In the meantime, we're getting out of here, Mr. Lee.
Yes.
What's plans for us today?
Well, I've actually got to go to work, start work in a few hours. So, yeah, it's going to be busy, busy, busy.
Big day for you.
It's pay week, payroll week. So.
Oh, is it? Oh.
Yeah, so I've got to do pays up.
Paying your staff. Good to see you.
Yeah. I've got to do it.
Make sure you pay yourself.
I'm first.
Yes. I'm glad you're finally admitting that. Only took 15 years. Okay. Lovely day. And we will catch you tomorrow for the Talking Flicks podcast. Bye.
Bye.
Want more Talking Flicks? Get your fix with every episode anywhere, anytime.
Just
search Talkin' Flicks on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, forum6.com.au or odeon5.com.au.
Until next time, we'll see you at the movies.